T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
It's a simple question.
Should New York State be divided into two states? Simple yes or no.
And while the answer may also be simple, the ramifications and reality of it all aren't.
If you look at the way government operates in New York, all of the policy is driven by downstate legislators.
Well, I don't think that that's an idea that will ever gain the traction in Albany.
I don't think it's realistic.
Nor do a lot of folks we asked in our web poll at WBEN.com. But they like the concept. I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Since I began working in news media, the question is periodically raised about splitting New York State into two, separating the New York metropolitan area from the rest of the state, which persistently complains state policy is derived largely by and for New York City area politicians and citizens. Now, a Western New York lawmaker is raising the flag on splitting the state issue again.
Well, I can't take credit for coming up with the idea. As far back as 1992, there was legislation proposed to split New York into two separate states.
New York State Assemblyman Stephen Hawley hails from Genesee County and is here with WBEN's Tom Puckett.
The legislation in 1992 had, as part of that, the division line of everything north and west of Westchester County. Senator Robach and my bill, current bill, which I introduced about 10 years ago, as did Senator Robach, doesn't give an indication of where any lines might be drawn. It actually is a non-binding referendum that will be on the November ballot, doing something unique, and that's asking folks in the state of New York for their thoughts on the simple question, should New York State be divided into two states? Simple yes or no. And that's important for us to know as representatives, because before spending taxpayer money on studies relative to the economics of it, relative to the politics of it, relative to where any line might be drawn, we need to ascertain and find out what folks think about an idea like this. And unlike the SAFE Act that passed in the middle of the night, where no individuals or businesses were apprised of that bill, this actually would help representatives to understand whether folks do or do not think it might be a good idea. And if, as I believe it would be, folks from downstate and in the North Country and the Southern Tier and Central New York and Western New York, I believe, would answer in the affirmative. Every year I bring up a member of the majority in the state assembly to tour my district in Western New York. It's important for them, and it's important for me to know who the constituents are, what kinds of businesses, what agriculture is for them, those folks that live in New York City, how we survive with small businesses here in Western New York, and then I go down and visit them as well. So I think that it's an interesting question, and I'd like to know what people think about it.
Have you had any response yet from the residents?
Well, my legislation wouldn't go on until November. I've asked Speaker Hastie to report it out of committee so we can take a vote on it and then try to find out what folks think. I can tell you personally, whether I'm shopping in a grocery store or going into a business or a church or wherever I am, or Facebook, any of the media-type coverages, that folks are very interested in finding out whether we can really be and survive on our own without the boroughs of New York City. A good friend of mine, Fred Thiel, has legislation that would make Long Island a separate state. Staten Island has on numerous occasions tried to withdraw or secede as a borough of New York City. So there are a lot of folks that find this to be an interesting topic, and I'd like to see what people think.
In your mind, if New York State were to be divided into two, how would this help or hinder the western half of New York State?
Well, I think that as members of the majority in the Assembly have visited me over the last 4 years, we're very, very different in terms of our needs, wants, and desires. The constituency of upstate, if you will, and western New York specifically, are not really all that excited about the fact that folks are leaving New York State in droves. They're not leaving because of the weather, even though the weather we've had the last several days has been less than pleasant. They're leaving because of the overwhelming burden of taxes. They're leaving because of the mandates that are foisted out of Albany relative to operating our own governments and our own communities. Over the past several weeks, of course, now that we have lots of folks from New York City in both houses of the legislature from downstate, we've seen legislation that heretofore has never been passed. We have abortion up until 9 months. We have tuition assistance for folks that don't even reside in our state, to say nothing of illegal immigrants' offspring. We have a number of additional gun bills that have been passed, restrictions on guns. We even have one legislator out of New York City who has introduced legislation to ban gun raffles. Well, she, of course, doesn't really realize how gun raffles work. You don't win a gun raffle and walk out with a gun. You have a nexus check. You have to be a certain age, and eventually you may end up with that that hunting weapon, that rifle. All of these kinds of things that go on in Western New York are our way of life, and fire companies and service clubs and others who have gun raffles are doing it for their community, for our way of life. And so the monies that are made from these raffles of volunteer fire departments, et cetera, that money is pumped right back into our communities. It helps to keep taxes down. It helps folks be able to survive or at least do better on their own without looking to government as a panacea or solution to all of our problems and every problem that we have.
Where do you think the border should be between the western half and the eastern half of New York, if you will?
Well, that would be part of any study that would be done. I don't have a particular thought of where that ought to be. There have been a lot of studies done over the years by folks at Cornell University, Columbia University, NYU, and others that I've contacted. So I think those are some of the kinds of things that we have to figure out. And quite frankly, you know, it's not the revenue that's the biggest problem, although a lot of revenue comes out of the city of New York. It's our spending habits. It's the out-of-control Medicaid spending that we opt into most every optional program that the federal government has in Medicaid. We can't continue to do that. We need to take care of folks in their time of need, but not necessarily from birth to grave.
I don't think it's realistic to do that, although I share the legislators' frustration for how tone-deaf the leadership up in Albany is at this point in time.
You hear that a lot from many a politician. This is New York State Senator Chris Jacobs.
Very focused solely. They believe the state begins and ends at the borders of New York City. I think what more we should do is recognize that New York City area is very different than the rest of the state. And sometimes, and we need to do this more often, policies need to be passed, and maybe they're not the same for New York as the rest of the area. So we saw that when the minimum wage was passed, they ramp up to the $15 minimum wage much, much more quickly in Manhattan than it did in Western New York. I think that's what we have to look at, some regulations that people have passed and rules that maybe are fine for New York City but can devastate industry up here, those are the things we need to look at doing more. I don't think a separation of the state is feasible. I think we should focus our efforts more on those sort of things.
And a lot of voters, not upstate, I should say, Western New York, probably feel that their vote doesn't really matter as much. Their politicians tend to focus on
Right. And that's why I think we always in Western New York and Central New York need to work together collaboratively. Historically, the Western New York delegation, which is senators and assembly people, Democrat, Republican, work together on major issues because we need to work together to counteract the massive amount of representation they have in downstate because they just have so much population.
Republican Erie County legislator Lynn Dixon, a potential contender for Erie County executive, also sees the concern, but...
Well, I don't think that that's an idea that will ever gain the traction in Albany, but I will say that I think so many policies that are decided on in Albany are decided on based on the representation that we have there. And of course, the representation that we have there is strongly based in New York City. And I think all lawmakers have to remember that we are, as an entire state, sometimes we have different issues, sometimes we have different concerns, and the concerns in Western New York and upstate New York also need to be taken into consideration when deciding any legislation.
Do you feel people, especially citizens, feel disenfranchised because they feel at least statewide legislators focus most of their resources and energy on the New York City Democrat?
I think residents shouldn't have to feel that way. And I think that if they do feel that way, then that should signal that there's a concern and that there could be problems. So I would just ask our state lawmakers, I would ask anybody to bear in mind that you have, this is a very diverse state. You know, there's agriculture, there's rural communities, there's big cities, there's a lot of suburban, you know, towns and villages, that they all have their own set of concerns and what's important to them and what they prioritize. And all that should be taken into consideration and given fair discussion and fair consideration when legislation is decided on.
From where Erie County legislator Joe Larigo sits, it's simply unfair how the current political schematic works.
If you look at the way government operates in New York, all of the policy is driven by downstate legislators. There's got to be a better way to address that. I don't know if splitting the state in two is the right way to do it. Perhaps, you know, there's a better way to go about representation in our state legislature, but for now, I don't think that that's going anywhere in terms of splitting up New York State officially.
Okay. Do you feel that upstate and Western New York residents feel maybe disenfranchised, that a lot of legislators devote most of their resources, at least statewide legislators devote most of their resources to New York City?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all feel disenfranchised. You know, even sitting as a member of the county legislature here in Erie County, I know that my interests in Albany aren't necessarily represented as well as someone who lives in New York City. We are constantly being hit with mandates from New York State on county level issues and, you know, telling us we have to afford more and more without getting the financial help from New York State. And I think our representation, you know, we have a great local delegation in Albany, but the problem is they're outnumbered by the downstate legislators, and, you know, it's an uphill battle every day for them.
Last thing, the AIM funding cut. Do you think that's another example of kind of how downstate kind of pushes the legislation because it doesn't really take into effect cities? It's more the small towns and municipalities you find upstate and Western New York.
I think the governor looking to reduce the AIM funding is another example of how he's completely and totally out of touch with, you know, upstate New York and the people that he governs. You know, he wants to get up there and say that the weather is pushing people out or that the federal government issues are pushing people out. But the fact remains, people have been fleeing New York State for the past 9 years under his leadership. It's time he looks in the mirror and says, wait a minute, my policies of tax and spending aren't good for New Yorkers, aren't good for our state as a whole. It's time to rein those in and help people throughout New York State, not just the people living in New York City.
I suspect the referendum may get some traction and the question may actually get asked. But that's where it will end.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.